News from UNIFIL. In response to media questions on whether UNIFIL is considering withdrawing its peacekeepers 3 to 5 kilometers away from the Blue Line due to recent pressures from the IDF, UNIFIL deputy spokesperson Candice Ardil firmly stated that the mission has no plans to vacate its positions. She emphasized that UNIFIL's presence is mandated by the UN Security Council, and peacekeepers will remain in place as long as that mandate stands.
Israel has asked UNIFIL to vacate its positions close to the Blue Line, and we've said no. Peacekeepers are here because we have a mandate to fulfill. That mandate is given to us by the Security Council, and the Security Council and our troop contributing countries stand behind our decision to stay. Peacekeepers stayed in 2006. We've not left our positions, and we will continue to remain here. If the situation escalates, we will take measures. We have contingency plans in place, just like any peacekeeping mission does. This is because we have a responsibility to ensure the safety and security of our peacekeepers. And we will do that. But peacekeepers will remain in position as long as the Security Council asks us to be here.
With the recent escalation in Lebanon, UNIFIL's liaison and coordination mechanism, established in 2006 between UNIFIL, the Lebanese Armed Forces, and the Israel Defense Forces, has become even more crucial. Agreed upon in a December tripartite meeting nearly 18 years ago, this mechanism allows UNIFIL to mediate between Lebanon and Israel, since they don't talk to each other directly. Between 23 September and 31 October, UNIFIL's liaison branch facilitated over 1,800 activities related to protection of Lebanese civilians, including journalists and rescue workers, as well to the Lebanese armed forces and UNIFIL assets. UNIFIL's chief liaison officer, Colonel Olivier Vaché, says while liaison branch is at the center of the communication between the parties, the challenge of managing expectations is high.
Due to the ongoing IDF Israeli Defense Forces operations in Lebanon, the liaison branch has had to adapt to the new situation, and while we keep both parties informed, the level of interaction with the IDF has significantly increased in order to deconflict UNIFIL movements, LAF movements, and evacuation of civilians from certain areas. As such, liaison branch focus has shifted from the Blue Line to the entire area of operation. This situation is sometimes stressful for our duty officers, as we know that every information exchange can contribute to save lives and help understanding the situation for all the parties. Any delay or mistake in this transmission of information could have dramatic effect, and on the other side, every information provided timely and accurately can have a positive effect and avoid misunderstanding.
With most people living in UNIFIL's area of operations having fled to safety, essential public services in the south have nearly disappeared, especially following the surge in violence in late September. UNIFIL peacekeepers have stepped in to provide some of these crucial services to those still in the area, including internally displaced persons. On 29 October, the Italian contingent delivered vital medical equipment and supplies to the municipality of Tyre, assisting those who fled their homes due to the intensified exchanges of fire across the Blue Line and now sheltering in Tyre. Earlier on 25 October, Indonesian peacekeepers organized a free health camp at their base in Aceh, Al-Qusair, providing treatment and medication to local residents.